Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. Little bit of Heartland music there. Welcome back, Seven Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Rick Lepsinger. Don't say that three times real fast. Rick Lepsinger is our good friend, the president of On Point Consulting, the author of Closing the Execution Gap, and co-author of Flexible Leadership. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. And your website is onpointconsultingllc.com. They can find out more about your books there, too, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Thanks.
And all your consulting work and all the things you do there for folks. Rick, I'm not going to give up on this executive thing. I believe that if a small business, I don't care how small it is. I don't care if it's retail, a small shop in you know, Main Street, flyover America. I don't care what they do, what you do. Big, larger company, it doesn't matter. If you're not capable, if you don't have the ability, if you aren't carving out some of your week and budgeting it for contemplating as happy and as wonderful as you may be with where you are right now, if you aren't spending some time getting out of your comfort zone, contemplating what could cause you to have to do something else. What could cause you to have to make a change, maybe a big change in your business, at least to contemplate that? I think you're not really being the leader of your organization. You're defaulting to managing and not leading, not being an executive. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, no, we can talk a little bit about the difference between leading and managing, but I do think you're correct that the primary role of a business owner, of a leader of an organization, is to try to anticipate, to look forward and try to anticipate what's on the horizon, mm-hmm. and then determine what's the best way for his or her organization to respond to
that. And sometimes that hurts a little bit, doesn't it? Sometimes it's a little frightening.
Yeah, because it might imply, you know, rethinking, reshaping, reorganizing, doing something a bit different. And that's why people avoid it to a great extent. But
right.
The more effective organizations are proactive in reinventing themselves rather than being responsive to what competitors are doing or trying to follow what customers are asking.
I have met people who were second, third generation, fourth generation owners of the same family, and the company had not changed their name, but what they were doing was as opposite of what the grandfather started out doing as anything could be. But yet they were still in business, and all the people who still did what they used to do were not.
Right. Yeah. And so, there's a company, I think it's DeVilbiss, where they used to make atomizers, like perfume atomizers,
right.
and spray. And now they make the equipment that auto manufacturers use to paint their cars. So they kind of took that technology
yeah.
and advanced it going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't fall in love with what they fell in love with what they did, which was to apply a product with air, but they didn't fall in love with how they did it, which was perfume. So you had some issue with me on managing and leading.
Yeah, well, I think in some cases we do people a disservice when we keep kind of decoupling this leading and managing
okay.
thing, because you know a lot of the work of a leader is usually focused on vision, managing change, that type of thing. And the work of a manager is usually focused on, you know, getting the day-to-day work done. But the truth is, and especially in a small business, you know, you're not either a leader or a manager. A lot of times you're doing both simultaneously. And I think it's more helpful to think about when leadership behavior is critical and when management behavior is critical versus trying to say, I'm a leader or I'm a manager.
Right.
And I think we kind of distract people a little bit with that distinction.
Well, one of the things, though, and back to if you remember, I use the word default. To me, a small business owner is in the trenches so much that the default position is to get in there and manage and execute. And mm-hmm. and they have to really work hard to budget and to be disciplined enough to carve out the leadership time. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. The day-to-day pressure of and the demands of the day-to-day work will just get your mm-hmm. focus down and looking at what you do today. And it goes back to your previous point, is that you do need to be able to carve out some amount of time to be able to think about where you're going next or what changes are going on in your market.
And you might have to get somebody to help you with that, like Rick Lepsinger. And you can find him at onpointconsultingllc.com. I know he'll help you. Even if you're not a big enough fish, he'll give you some help there. Find his books. That's even better. Hey, thank Rick for being here. Good job today. We'll
Jim,
see you next
thank
time.
Thank you for having me.
Rick Lepsinger. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.